Okay, let's begin. It's great to see everyone. Hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Continue upon the learning of the Hashem. And I want to go right to the Taisus. We have a Mahalik also. If we get to it, if we don't, we'll have to get to it tomorrow, about the concept of the Fanenim Yirsha. But let's begin where we left off on Thursday. The Gemara had quoted a Braisa about 7-8 lines down from Hamad Aleph, where the guy who delivered the get did not do his job of saying b'fanei nefer. And the Braisa Paskin, no problem, this guy from some of his kosher, even lav it's possible. And the Gemara went through a whole shakar v'tar that we went through, and the basic takeaway was that there were three types of chidushim. One was there's a general kula of the saying b'fanei nefer, b'fanei nechtam, that you don't have to find 80 gim. Number two was a kula miyuchedis, a special kula, that in the event the woman got remarried, we're not going to force her to get divorced from the fellow because you don't know if it was done lishma. We assume it was done lishma. Yes? We assume it was done lishma. That's a kumi chaz. And number three is what the Marsha pointed out in the Madura Basra. There is a shtickle chumra that does emerge, and that being that if you're makayim the get, you still need to do mafanei neftav, yes, to make sure that what was done lishma. Okay? To make sure that it was done lishma, if you're mekayim to get out of the edim, you still would have to say b'fanei nechtav, because you want to make sure that it was done lishma. So that's a shtickle chumra. Remember, we wrote the three things on the board, and that was a takeaway from the Gemara. So I want to go right to it. Let's see the tais on the bottom here, on Hamad Aleph, and then we will progress probably right in the Gemara with the tais in b'poshim shad, and then if we have time to do b'fanei megirsha. Or if not, then we'll do it tomorrow. Okay, Azriel, go ahead. Why don't you read it? You want to read the Taisa? You prefer Eliezer? Yeah. Why don't you read Eliezer? Go ahead. This is Kishin Nises. Nises. Benji Wilber is on the Zoom. Welcome, Benji. Who is Lemedy? Go ahead. Kishin Nises. Nises. Where is that Lakaman? Where is that Brysel later on? There's a Brysel later on Hamad Beis. On Hamad Beis. Says Beferish that if a guy delivers again, he doesn't sit in front of Nechma, the Vlad is a mamzer. So what's Tosis bothered by? You guys tell me. The hall, remember, you don't always need a Vim Tom or a Tema when you do a Tosis, right? The hall implies a Kasha. What is the implied Kasha of Tosis before we even get to the Teretz? Someone tell me. What's he bothered by? Go ahead, what do you say?
We just finished saying that if you're married, not that there's no problem, but that you don't have to say
the fanei nechtav. And we said niskayim b'chosomav is absolutely kosher, but the bottom line is you didn't say the fanei nechtav, right? So you get the impression from our braisa that the vlad is not a mamzer. If the vlad would have been a mamzer, you would have said it. No, you know what I'm saying? Yehuda, right? Is you first in Yehuda?
Yeah.
In other words, in the braisa we're saying it says niskayim b'chosomav kosher. So the bottom tais, the first line. Tosis is bothered by, he says, I understand. Hamad Beis, it says, if a guy delivers again, he doesn't say, Fanei Nechtav Nefer, the Vlad is a monster. That's against our Braisa. So I'm trying to be masmer to you. Why is it against our Braisa? What sense is it against our Braisa? It's against our Braisa because why? It says kosher. Yeah? If the Vlad was a monster, it would have said the Vlad's a monster. Jonathan, right? You agree with me? Both Jonathans, yeah? If I look that way, it's got to be Jonathan Poser and Jonathan Linder. Yeah? So you follow what I'm saying? Why is that? That's what Tosis is bothered by. Has everyone got that, Kasha? You got to fill in the blank there, guys. We cannot skim. You follow me? We cannot skim. It's a great Kasha. In other words, the Braisa says on Omid Beis that if you don't say the funny net, the Vlad is a monster. But here it says Kasher Bidi Evid. Vlad is a monster is a bad deal. You know what I mean? Vlad is a monster is a bad deal. What do I mean it's a bad deal? What goes with Vlad Mamzer? Yisrael, what goes with Vlad Mamzer? Can the get be kosher in the Vlad Mamzer? No way. What goes with Vlad Mamzer, the get is pasul. So then that doesn't square with what it says here, kosher. That's Tosis Kasha. We don't want to leave anything unturned when we're trying to get the pshat in Tosis. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Tosis says, I don't understand something. Well, you got to fill in the blank. What doesn't he understand? The Braisa says later on, Vlad Mamzer. What does that mean? Vlad Mamzer carries with it what, Eliezer? That the get is possible. Well, our price says get kosher. Stira. That's Tosis kosher. Okay, everyone got that clear? Is that clear, Usher? You follow me? That you have to speak that out. You have to say that Vlad Mamzer carries with it that particular din. And it carries with it that what? That get is going to be possible. Okay. So what's Tosis' answer? Excellent. The Bryce and the Bays, are you with me? The Bryce and the Bays that said the Vlad is a mom's are talking about what case, Usher? Where you were not Mekayim Chosomot. You never verified the signatures bench. So since you didn't verify the signatures, what does that mean? The Vlad's going to be a mom's. But on a Menalev, what have you done, Jonathan Linder? You've been Mekayim Chosomot, therefore to what the get is kosher. Okay? Let's get that down. That's the answer. That's what Tosis says. Now, please get down to Pnei Yoshua and the Marim Shif. Ask, I have a much easier answer. What would have been the easier answer? On Hayla Beis, who's that going according to, Vlad Mamzer? When we get up to it, we'll see. You know what's going on? Reb Meir. That's a singular Tana. If you hold like the Rabbanan said the kid, it's not a Vlad Mamzer. So maybe our Bryce is going like the Rabbanan, and that's why the get is kosher, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. That would have been a very easy answer, no? Rather than stand on your set head and say that on a daily basis, one is kind of a chosomo. Who asks this kasha? Pnei Yoshua and the Marim Shif asks this kasha. So they answer, a very ingenious answer, and they answer that the Rabbanan argue only on the Nakuda that the Vlad is not a mamzer, are you? But they agree that the get is what? They agree the get is possible. The Nisa is a state say. So you have no other answer but to say what? Arya, you have no other answer but to say what? Shaloni Sky Mikhosomov. That's what the Rashba writes as well. Please get it down. It's a very, very interesting shot. Yes, Jonathan, what do you say?
How is it possible to have that sort of like middle category of it's like where they only argue on like don't the two have to go together to get and
not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's a very good kashi ask. You don't necessarily have to say the get is possible and carries with it the Vlad is a mamzer. The question is how far are you going to take the rabbinic psul? You could take the rabbinic psul real far and make the Vlad a mamzer like a mayor, and you could go like the chum and say that's a rabbinic psul, but the Vlad is not a mamzer. But they will agree what? They will agree tetze. They will agree tetze, but they won't say that the Vlad is a mamzer. Because you've got to keep in mind the mamzer is only the rabbanan here. You know what I mean by mamzer? She gets remarried to another guy. Without doing the get again, it's only a mamzer mid rabbanan. It's not a mamzer mid Torah. Mamzer mid Torah is when she's mezana. She's an eshtus that goes with another man without a get. This was a good get mid Torah. Mid rabbanan wasn't a good get. So you're asking a very good point. Why don't you get that down in your notes? You could take the din of what get possible really far, making mamzer mid rabbanan like Rameir, or you could say not that way. So that's what the marim Pnei Yoshua the marim Shif frek nakasha. What do you have to say then? Amud beis resort to the answer is only sky and pasamov. Just say over our Gemara holds like the Rabbanan, the Gemara over there is a Rameir. So the Terence is because the Rabbanan only argued on the Nakuda whether it's a mamzer, but they agree that what they agree would be Tetzay. And our Gemara says Evim Nitzay is Tetzay. And our Gemara says Kosher says nothing about Tetzay at all. So obviously you have to resort to the answer. So this guy because some of that's exactly what the Rashba says. Yes, Eliezer, you had a kasha.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone got it. I'm sorry, you saw you had a kasha. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to reinforce it. So we have the Gemara. Okay, I'm a vav of aleph, right? That says that there are three gin that are possible yet the blood are kasher.
Yes.
That is the middle category.
Right. You're all saying, Jonathan, it's a good heart. The mission itself of Pei Bavrach says you can have case of psul, and the Vlad can even be kosher. Correct.
So is that also, operating in the Rabbanim?
That's also operating, yeah. Anytime it says, it's also operating in the Rabbanim. That's correct. The psul, in other words, Yisrael's backing up what I'm saying. In other words, you can have the get to be possible, but the Vlad is still kosher. Reb Meir took it to an extreme. The gets possible makes creates mamzeres. Okay, please. That's excellent. Excellent. Very good. Everyone's let's continue the focus. Azriel. The Pnei Yoshua continues though. I want you to get this down. Pnei Yoshua continues, and the Pnei Yoshua says like this. Pnei Yoshua says that it's mashmul l'shoinam that even according to Reb Meir, nisgayim b'chosam of works. Isn't that correct? What's Mashmah according to Tosis? The only reason why Vlad is Mamzer is why? Amud Beis, because you weren't Miskayim Chosomah. What does that imply? It's not just imply, it says it explicitly. That if you're Miskayim Chosomah, what would Rebbe Meir say? Yisrael, what would Rebbe Meir say? It would work. You see, according to Rebbe Meir, it would work. The fly would not be a mamzer. And the Tosfos Rosh is mashma like that too. Not only would the fly not be a mamzer, you would say what? Lo teitze. And that's what the Tosfos Rosh says, and the Ritva says as well, that even according to Rebbe Meir, and this is an extreme concept, I want you to get this down. Let's say a woman got remarried already, and she wants to stay with her new husband. She likes him very much. She fell in love with him. How can we ensure that he could stay? That she could stay with him? Just do the Niskayim Chosomah. So what I want you to get down is that we'll allow even the Niskayim Chosomah, even if she already got remarried. Even if she got remarried, he's willing to allow that. And the Ritva says that Beferish and Hamad base. The Rashva, please get it down, is mistopic about that. He thinks that might be too much. Does the Niskayim Chosomah work after she already remarried? That already might be too much. You follow me? To save the day. Please get that down, Jonathan, okay? There's the Rashba's mistopic. Will Kiyum Chosoma work after she got already remarried, or will we say Teitze? Rashba says, I'm not sure. The Ritva says, I am sure. It will work to that degree. It will work. Teitze Rosh says, if the Niskayim Chosomah is low Teitze. Lamaitse. If the Niskayim Chosomah, low Teitze. The Ritva says, Lamaitse, even Lamaitse after she got remarried, Lamaitse, is low Teitze. And he writes the same thing. So Tosfos Rosh and Ritva hold chlor, it works. Rashba says, I'm not so sure. So there's a very important chiddush that emerges from here as well, that according to Rebbe Meir, the Niskayim Chosomah will work. To the degree it might even work even if she already remarried. Okay. Then the Pnei Yehoshua closes with the following. Let's get it. Pnei Yehoshua asks, Tosfos on Hamad Beis writes that according to Rebbe Meir, after she remarries, it does not work in order to take the get back and re-give it. Okay? There is a notion, we'll see on Hamad Beis, that maybe there's a concept to give the get back to her, to the man, and let him re-give it. But Rebbe Meir says that will not work according to Rebbe Meir if she already remarried. That's already looking really shady. You know what I mean by shady? It looks very shady when she already remarried another guy, and you have the first guy giving her a get? Whoa. That's very scary and shady, because it looks like maybe she was Mizana, HSC. You follow me? That when she was living already with the same guy, who says the get was good get? The rise is giving her another, giving it to her again, no? So the Bnei Yehoshua says, that no way does Tosfos, Remeir never would allow that. So that's the caution. In other words, according to Remeir, it doesn't work, Lamaisa. Tosfos says, according to Rebbe Meir, it doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, Lamaisa, what does Niskayim B'Chosomah, one second, what does Niskayim B'Chosomah help you? Didn't I just get through saying that Niskayim B'Chosomah will allow her to what? What does Niskayim B'Chosomah mean? Will allow her to stay married to the second guy. But Tosfos writes on Beis, we're never going to allow that. Right? So I would say Niskayim B'Chosomah means what? Just verify the signatures, not defining that stuff. That's what I would say. So the Pnei Yehoshua answers, he says, Hani Mili, to take the get back from her and give it again and have him say the funny nechta, that Lamai says, Shinu min matpea shechanu chachamim. But here, you hear what I'm saying? To do that, that's nuts. That's terribly shady. And if she already got married to Isser without funny nechta, and she was Mishana matpea, and we're going to try to save the day by have her give the get back to the guy and have that Yisrael, no way. You follow me? But this guy, Mechosomov, in the sense of having doing Kim Stars, that's Megalim, my friend, that the get was always a good get. There was no Shinui Mimatbea. So that we would be willing to do, Jonathan, get that down. That we would be willing to do after she remarried. We'd be willing to do Benji, this guy, Mechosomov, but we're not going to be willing to make the get be given back to him. Save a funny nothing and give it to her again. That we're not going to be willing to do. Because she did a shinui min matpeya. You follow what I'm saying? That's a shinui min matpeya. But to allow regular kiyum shtaros after she remarried, that's fine. Because it's chosen by my friend. The get was always a good get. And you didn't deviate in any way. I mean, you did a little bit. You did a little bit by not being miskayim the chosama, but not doing it. But you didn't, Mishanim in Batbeah of the Takan of a Fanei Netav, where you were supposed to say it before you gave the get. you're not doing the Kiyum Shtar, just like being lazy on any star, any financial star. So it shows them afraid that it was always good. So it's all shtick of Torah we're saying right here. Just with the first line of the Tosis. I want you to get. Yes, Binyamin.
So, from what I understand, the Kiyum Shtar,
yes, Binyamin.
The issue is that they didn't do B'fanei Nefesh. The issue is not that whether we're trying
they
to...
They did not do B'fanei Nefesh.
Right, but the issue is not that we don't know it's a Shema. Because if it was just an issue of us just figuring out that it's a Shema, it would be very similar to Kiyum Shtar, where it just goes back to it, you're saying, oh, we can see that before it was always a Shema.
Right.
Like, it would be the same thing. So it's not that it's an issue that we're trying to figure out it's a Shema. It's that we didn't do the proper steps. So it seems to be the issue that...
That's correct. In other words, the Shema seems to be on the back burner now, even though the Gemara is dealing with that right here, because Shanizu are trying to save Rabbah, but it seems like after it's all said and done, remember we said we're not going to be motzir her from the husband. We'll assume that it was done lishma. Mm-hmm. We're assuming Akash Shalomdu, and we're assuming what Yasser Dom Kukulo, that Xer will not be B'dievid, and we're going to let that go when it's Kishanizu. You're absolutely correct. It's a good horror. We're leaving that on the back burner. Well said. Okay. Very good. Has everyone got that? Do you want me to chaser over that Cheshbon? Let's cover over the Cheshbon again. Okay, let's cover the Cheshbon again. So the issue is we have to get an understanding clear. Okay? Like Jonathan said, with the understanding the borrow. What does Tosis say? How did Tosis begin the Tosis? How did Tosis begin the Tosis? That what? That the Bryce on Amud Beis, and Amud Beis says what, Asher? That if you deliver again without finding out, what's the din? Asher, let's get this down. Let's get what we're saying down. Vlad is Mamzer, yes? What does Vlad Mamzer follow from? That the get being kosher or pasul?
Pasul.
What does our Bryce say in Amud Aleph? The get is kosher. It's a steer in Neu Bay. Tosis didn't say in Tomer or Tehim Benji. Tosis doesn't always have to ask a kasher like that, right? It's implied like that. Benji called me Friday morning, Melissa. Benji called me Friday morning for an elaboration of a Tosis. This is what you want. I want the sheafis. The sheafis of Torah and Pshat and Tosis. I was in the grocery store getting groceries for Shabbos and forever in the Tosis. This is what you have to do, Lamar. A sheafis of Torah. So Tosis asks, on Haman Bay, a sheafis is a desire. On Haman Bay, it says, Lot Mamzer. Here it says, hey, it's kosher. He didn't say Panesh. What's the answer? What's the answer, Tosis says? Go ahead, Eliezer. What's the answer? What did Tosis say? You read it yourself. Hainu. On Haman Bay, you were Miskai Mikosoma, therefore the gets false of Lot Mamzer. Over here, you're Miskai Mikosoma kosher. Frek the Pnei Hoshu and the Maram Shiv. Why can't you give a different there? Say much easier. That Amud Beis is Rameir, Vlad Mamzer. No, here's Amud Av, Vlad Kasher. Great Kasher. What's the Terence? Why didn't Tosis give that answer? They both say. Because the Rabbanan only argued Rameir regarding the Vlad Mamzer. But they agree the Gedis Pasan would be Tetzay. Yes? Here we're holding what? Lo Tetzay, right? That's the whole point of the answer. Because you need says, Chitim Aleipuk, Leipuk, right? Chitim Aleipuk, Lamaisa, Lachra Leipuk. We don't do that. So you have no other choice but to resort to the answer of Sky Mikosoma. Yes? This is what the Rashba says as well. So this upkitaich that the Pnei Yeshua, the Rashba says, Sef Chayim Taich, the Rashba says. Says the Pnei Yeshua, invite. Pnei Yeshua continues, and he says like this. It's Mashim Neshoinim, that Lefi Reb Meir, Miskayim Mikosoma would save the day, even if you don't like Reb Meir, Vlad Mamzer. Isn't that true? It's Mashim Taich that he saw, no? So what's Pshat? That means even if she got remarried, you could still save the day and say what they get would be kosher. And the Tosafot Rosh says yes. You want to ensure lo teitzeh? How do you ensure lo teitzeh? This guy because some of it saves lo teitzeh and it saves the kid from being a mamzer with the rabbanim before they have a kid. And the Ritva says it the feirish. Even if she got married, it saves the fact that the get won't be puzzled around and there'll be no mamzerus. We'll obviously urge them to do it quickly before they have kids. The Rashba says, well, I want to put the brakes on that for a moment. I'm very mistopic to say that you can do Kiskai Mechazov after she already remarried. As I said, it is a bit shady. It is a bit shady to have to do this whole exercise while she's already married another guy to make sure that the first get is kosher mineral bonum. Rashba says, I got to put the brakes on that. So the Pnei Yeshua says, what do you mean? Taisam and Beis does not allow you to do that. He does not allow you to take the get back in what? If she's already married and so forth. So the answer says to Pnei Yeshua, there's a difference. We won't make you take the get back and say, if I don't have to give it, that we won't do. That looks shady and very, very, very shady. But what we will allow you to do is do this guy mechosam of, because in the first case, for taking back the fananef, you were mishanim mapeya. You delivered a get by not doing the fananef. That was mishanim mapeya. The mapeya was one shlichus needed, not two, but you're supposed to say it formally. You didn't do that. If you're mishanim mapeya, what's the din? If you're mishanim mapeya, the din is that what? We can't allow it, and therefore it's too late, and we're going to have to say what? We're going to have to apostle, and the vlad would be what? Vlad would be mamzer. But to be miskayim call some off and show them my friend again was always good. That we're willing to do. Now I asked the guys, you know, isn't that also not doing the right thing? You're right, but that applies to all stars. The star is still good if you don't do team stars, right? At least at the Raisa level, right? And maybe all stars said the rabbanim to star. Ryan, we said, remember. So the bottom line is that's not mishanim and mabeya. So therefore, we're willing to live with the notion that Mafreya will do Mekayim Staros and will show that the get was good. Not to Mefana, not to have a 2-8 coming in, or 2-8, or do Ashkar Staros. There was no error here, so Ashkaros would work too. So that we're willing to do. Okay? That's old Stickle Tether with the first line with the Osafa guys. Please get the Mahala. Okay?
Two,
yes?
Can you read two Adim that say that there was Donishmans?
You could always have it, the rate. But you have to have Adim, you know, it's very hard to have Adim like that. If you had, it would be good, yeah. Yeah, but we're not. That's why I said it's on the back burner. It's a good hakasha. Yes, we're assuming we're not going to cause problems. We assume it was good.
Does that fix the rabbanim? Because we're saying that like.
No, but we're saying that somehow that the rabbanim concerned by the shma will not cause her to get what to leave the second guy. That's what we're assuming. Okay. That's part of the kula. Right. That's part of the kula. That's the chiddush that this Bryce is telling us in Am and Aleph. That people really don't understand unless you spend a lot of time on this price, like we're doing. What exactly is this price driving at? And that's what it says. Shouldn't say maybe a people copy, but the more, no matter who you are, the biggest evil in the world, the more chazar you get, the more understanding you have. So that's the shot. So I think you have to say it's on the back burner. You have to also keep in mind that Tyson's always learning was a Laz.
Right.
So Laz is always played down, that's why you can put it on the back burner. Okay? According to Rashi, it's more of a chashash amiti. Koin Rash is more of a chashash amiti, garbage can case, Lamaisa. Still, we see we're not. We still can put it on the back burner. Okay, I'm just saying it's easier to blast, but we still put it in the back burner no matter what. Okay, you know what Rash is familiar with chashash amiti blast. We learned it. Okay, let's go ahead, Elias. You're doing a great job. Dim Tomar, go ahead. Let's go, guys. We're working. Let's go. Im Tomar.
Im Tomar.
We have to know all the Mishnayos. We have to know all the Masechta, all the Gemara. We know that Mishnah quite well, right? How do we know that Mishnah quite well on Pevav? From what daf? Gimel and Beis. Gimel and Beis quoted the Mishnah on Pevav and Aleph. Shloshim Kitim Suim. What are they? Kosev Chsav Lado Vein Alav Eni. Ish Bo Eni Vein Bo Zman. Ish Bo Eni Achav Vod. Can't hear you. What is the first one? Customer Sav Yado Vein Alav Eni.
Sav Yado Vein Alav Eni. The Yishlo Vein Vein Bozman. The third one is Yishbozman Vein Alav
Eni. Yeah, Yishbozman Vein Alav Eni. Those are the three Gittim Sulim. So if those are the three Gittim Sulim, Frek Tyson, why can't they be included in this list? Those lists, if you mean Sav Lad Kosher, Lichshave means what? What does the word Lichshave mean, guys?
Listed.
It means consider, but it means listed. List and consider. They're synonymous. Here it means a better translation would be listing. Listed there. Great kasha. Okay? Go ahead. What's the terrors? You know, I was just thinking right now. Sorry to interrupt you, Elias, but you know, I was just thinking right now. This is a Mishnayis. This is a Bryson. So, okay. But Bryson means what? Outside Tanakh literature. So, why was it outside? Tyson put it in. Yeah, Tyson says put it within. That's what he's asking. So let's do his terrors. Yesh Lomar. Excellent. What's the answer? Rabba says over there in Dafei Vav Manav that what? That you have to be Tetze. And here, what's the din? Kosher never said they have to be Tetze. She could stay with the second item. So it doesn't fit the bill. So if you want to work at this is a brisa that we're saying, what was the whole point of this Gemara? Binyamin, try to save who? Who's Mahalik is it saving? Rabba. And what does Rava say in Peivav Amarav? He tells demonstrating his Bikiyas. What does Rava say in Peivav Amarav? That Mishnah over there is what? Is Teitze. That doesn't fit the bill. Our case is low Teitze. That's the answer. A very sharp answer. Right? You see how he puts the two and two together? You have to have a Bikiyas for that. Teitze does. Teitze new shots. Okay? You got the answer? Did anyone look it up to see it black on white? Did anyone look it up to see it black on white? That Rava said it? Lamaisa? You guys believe Tosis, huh? I also believe him, but that doesn't mean you should be lazy, right? And I'm talking to myself, I'm being lazy. I should have saw it black on white. Does he say it pay bubble enough? Rava will taste it? Let's see it be fairish. Does it say it be fairish? I think it's an Omud Beis, no? On Peivav, does it say it beferish? Does it say Rabba, Rabba, Teitze, or he's making that supposition? Does it say in the Gemara beferish, does it say Teitze, Lo Teitze? It's a group of Amoroyim. It says Rabba, Maisa. I don't know. I don't see it. Is those just assuming that?
It says Lamad Omar.
It says Lamad Omar. Is Tosh just assuming that? I mean, how does he know that? I mean, no? How does he know that? So when he says Rabba there, he just means Rabba Vargamar. Right? He means Rabba Vargamar. Rabba will hold. Yeah. So I was wrong about that. I'm glad I looked it up. I said that there's a Rabba in Peivav, and I'm totally wrong about it. Tosh is making a supposition that Rabba here, Yehuda, will say that the Mishnah in Peivav and Aleph is what? Fits the bill of what? Teitze. Our Gemara is low Teitze, that's why it doesn't fit. Okay, good. That's a supposition of Teitze's, guys. What's the Lashon of Teitze's? What was the Lashon of Teitze's? Read it again, Eliezer. Go ahead. This is a good methodological example of how you learn from Teitze's. Go ahead, Eliezer. Read the Teretz again.
Yeah.
There it is. Kasava Rabba. We're making a supposition that Rabba holds. Go ahead. Vishlosha getting what? That's Tosha's supposition. Doesn't say Beferish in the Shas. Tosha's assuming that's what Rabba is. Rabba held what? What does Rabba hold, Usher? Rabba holds that the Mishnah over there, Peivav, those three cases are what? Teitze? Our case is Lo Teitze Kasher. That's a supposition. You got that, Yisrael? He doesn't say Beferish. That's what Kesover means. Okay, continuing now. Go ahead. Oh, now I want you to look. It's interesting. Guys, take a look at your Gemara very quickly. I want you to get this down. Take a look at that Zion of and your Zion of Adal. Because when we get to Amud Beis, Lamaisa, if we get to it today, if we don't Lamaisa, we'll see it tomorrow. But it's not confusing. I just want you to get it set. That there's no difference in sheetness. If you take a look at that Zion and Beis, you guys with me? Mm-hmm. Tet Zion, thank you for bringing in the Gemara, Eliezer. Tet Zion and Beis, it says, you see the Gemara Tet Zion and Aleph? Take a look. Tet Zion and Aleph, the two dots. I just want you to get the two Lashonos down. Because sometimes Tosim and Aleph refers to Lashon Rishon, and Amud Beis refers to Lashon Rishon in a different way. Go ahead. You know what? Take a look at the Mishnah very quickly. What does the Mishnah say in Tet Vav Amud Aleph? Towards the end of the Mishnah. Shnayim Omrim what? Four lines before the Mishnah. Tet Vav Amud Aleph, beginning of the second parak. Shnayim Omrim, go ahead. Oh, Rebuta Omer. Rebuta Maksha. Excellent. Echad Omer. Right, so what's the Makalis Tanoim? If two guys say Fanenet, one guy says Fanenet, Tanakam Pasha Rebuta Maksha. Turn to Tzayin Amud Aleph, four lines in the bottom. Go ahead, guys, look and look. Echad Omer. There it is, the key is quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu. That's if they're not holding the get. How about go ahead? Why is that? If two guys are holding the get, that's the famous Shaila Shnayim Omer, do they have to sit in front of Nechtav, yes? So what's the din? Alma. So what's the first lashon say of Rabbi Yochanan? Two guys, they hold kiyum or what? They hold kiyum. Two guys don't have to say, correct?
Yeah.
You got that? Two guys don't have to say. So he's holding kiyum. So you have to have two guys. Who do you got me? Two guys don't have to say. That's the first sheet. Look at the second lashon. Skip to the middle of the yomud. skip to the middle of the Amud. See where it says Lishnah Rina?
Yeah, Lishnah Rina.
Everyone got that, guys? It says Lishnah Rina.
Like 12 lines down.
It's about 12 lines down, yeah. Lishnah Rina. Towards the top. You got it?
Yeah.
Everyone got it? Underline. Lishnah Rina. What's Lishnah Rina? Go ahead. Amr Le. You have to say the fanan and after with two guys. Why? Alma. That's because of what? Lishma. So the first version of Yochanan on Tetzayin Beis is what? It's Kiyum. I would write this down so you don't get confused. The second Lashon on Tetzayin Beis holds what?
Lishma.
Turn to Yitzayin Amid Aleph. Turn to Yitzayin Amid Aleph. You got it? Turn to Yitzayin Amid Aleph. It says, Elmiata Reshidik Tani. It says Zimnin. Yeah, you see where it says Zimnin? It's 8 lines up in the Mishnah, Yitzayin Amid Aleph. Zimnin. Sometimes they found him sitting there. Okay?
Zimnin
Ashka. Next to Tazir Rascal Echad. You got it?
Oh,
yeah? Guys, look inside. You see where it says Zimnin? What is Zimnin? Zimnin is sometimes. Right? Sometimes they would say what? If two guys do it, what's the din? What would they say sometimes? Sometimes they would say what? Sometimes they would say, who's being quoted here? Zimnin Ravasi would find Ravami, and he would say that two guys what? Don't have to say. Alma what? Go ahead. That's Kiyum. Now skip a few lines down, then it says, Zimnin. And other times, read on Lamai. So other times he would have what? Other times he's saying Shnayim don't have to say it. And other times he would say what? That you have to say it. Right? Sometimes he would say what? Sometimes he would say you have to say it. Right? So the Gemara's been died from the fact that he didn't require two guys do not have to say it. Yeah? You follow me? Two guys do not have to say it. That's what they said. Sometimes they would find that two guys do not have to say it. So Lamaisa, you got that? Zimnin Nashkeche. Now go back. You don't not to skip a few lines. Go back before that, and it said what? By the two dots, 5 lines from the top.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Alma Kasavar. So you got it. See how it's reversed? Then you see how it's the first? That's Lishma. So on Tetzayin Amid Beis, please get this down. What's the first Lashon? First Lashon says, hold Kiyum, you don't have to say it. Yes? Second Lashon on Tetzayin Amid Beis says, what? Two guys have to say, hold Lishma. On Yitzayin Amid Aleph, they quote, it's 1-2, then 2-1. You follow me? On Yitzayin Amid Aleph, the first Lashon that's quoted is the second Lashon on Tetzayin Amid Beis that says, you what? You have to say Lishma. And the, you understand what I say by 1-2-2-1? It's the same sheet. I want you to know what the daf is, so you don't confuse it. You want me to write it on the board? You got this? Again, on Tetzayin Amid Beis, the first lashon is what? You should notice it from the Tetzayin Amid Aleph on the Beis. Tetzayin Amid Beis, lashon rishon is what? Is Kiyum, no? Yes, because two guys don't have to say, correct? What's lashon sheni at Tetzayin Amid Beis? What's Lashon Sheni? Lishma, right? It says you have to say. But what about Adaf what? What about Adaf Yitzayin? Adaf Yitzayin and Adaf Lashon Rishon is what? You have to say, no? Lishma. And what is Lashon Sheni? Adaf Yitzayin, Lashon Sheni is what? You don't have to say. Write that whole scheme. You guys got that? So just keep that in mind when it's quoted. So what does Tosis say? Go back to our Tosis now. Let's get it. Back to our Tosis. Because you see it on the base. I was getting confused because second law, Mishnah Kama, Tosis on the base, was referring to Yitzayim, was referring to Tetzai. That's why it's not a problem. Okay, let's go back. So what's he saying? Go ahead. What do you say? According to what? Start again for Yom Tomar. Go ahead. Yom Tomar. Did I write that on the board right? On Yitzayin Amarav, does it say the first loss of Lishma? Yes, no? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it fits right. Go ahead. So how do you answer? How can you answer the Rabbi Yochanan holds that this price is what? How do you answer? How does Rabbi Yochanan answer the price of the Hacha? Right? How is the price going to answer according to himself? Why is it kosher? You should say Shem Yashim L'Kakula. D what? If you tell me that it's talking about Shenises, go ahead. Then the Kasha comes back. Well, the whole Rabbi Yochanan, because this is Beferish. Rabbi Yochanan is the Periktes. He writes Beferish. That's Beferish on Pei Vav. Did you guys look that up? On Pei Vav, that is Beferish where it says Rabbi Yochanan says what? Lo Tetzi. So if Rabbi Yochanan says Lo Tetzi, did you guys see it? I think it says it. Doesn't it say it, Binyamin? It says the name of Rav. Where is Rabbi Yochanan quoted? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Yom Lo Tetzi. It says Beferish. So if he says Lo Tetzi, then the cash goes back. It fits the bill. Jonathan, you have the Gemara there? Or was it Tysus?
Yeah,
so it's a great cash. Let's get that into the notes. Come on. Let's go to the notes. It's a track and put it away with the notebook. You got the cash? According to Rabbi Yochanan, how can he answer Mishinises when what? Rabbi Yochanan was Lo Tetzi on Pei Vav and Beis, and therefore Lamais, it fits in very good now. Rabbi Yochanan answered, he said that she got remarried. She got remarried, we're not going to do the exam. So if according to Rabbi Yochanan, you hold Lo Tetzi, if the kasha comes back, why is it not on the list? Great kasha. Everyone got that? Jonathan, the kasha, we're asking of, why does this price not fit in the Pei Vav now? We don't have Tosa answer before. Tosa answer before was that it was what those cases were Tetzi, Rabbi would say. In this case, is Lo Tetzi. Well, that's good according to Rabbi, but according to Yochanan, we have black on white. Rabbi Yochanan said what? Those cases are Lo Tetzi. This case is also Lo Tetzi, so it should have been included. So the kasha comes back. What is Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Okay, go ahead. What's the teretz? Oh, he's going to give a proposed teretz that he always rejects. What are the two? What is the two phrases that always Tosa gives a proposal that he's going to reject? Vein Lomar or Vein Lafarish? This time it's an Ein Lomar. What word do you look for that's going to tell you the rejection? What word do you look for when you have an Ein? Daha, excellent. Or a letter da. Here it's daha. Go ahead. That's a great terrace. Maybe we don't include a peva because think about all those three getting suum. What are they all about? They're intrinsic. It's a problem in the get itself. Yes? Kosovo Sada Yoruba Lady. Vein Olavainim. Kosovo Vein Bo Zman. There's no Zman. That's intrinsic. Ein Bo Zman Ein Echa. That's intrinsic. The Fana Nechav is not intrinsic. It's a verbalization on the external part of the get. External from the get. Maybe that would have been a great answer. Maybe that's why it doesn't list. Go ahead. Vein Lomar.
Vein Lomar Zolchash of El Asu. I saw the get
Asma. Oh, great proposal. What's the, why is that wrong? Go ahead. Oh, what does Minyan de Seifa? What? Rebbe, what does this mean? How many times does it say, did you look at Pei Vav and Av the Mishnah? How many times does it say the word Shloshim? Three, it says it two times, not three, two. Elu, what does it say? What's the Lashon in the Mishnah there in Pei Vav and Av? What is it? What's the Lashon? You guys tell me. Benji, Shloshim Gidim Sulim. Then it lists off the three. Then what does it say right at the end? Our Elu Shloshim Sulim. Why does it have to repeat our Elu Shloshim Sulim? Minyan de Reishim, Minyan de Seifa. Why is the number so important? The Gemara asked that kasha. So what's the Gemara say the reason why the Minyan of the Seifa was needed? Azriel. Why is the number needed to exclude which case? Who's Shita? Reb Meir. What does Reb Meir say when he delivered a get before the Abafan and Nechta? The Vlad is a what? Vlad is a Mamzer. Yes? Does that fit the bill of our Mishnah, Yehuda? Of our Brisa? Our Brisa didn't say Vlad Mamzer. It says Vlad Kusher. Yes? That's the reason why the number was set again, to exclude Reb Meir Shita. That the Mishnah in Peivav is not Reb Meir, it's a Chacham. Yes? What do you see from that? It's a very sharp Nekuda Tesis. What do you see from that?
It's not
that conceptually, it would have been included if it wasn't for the fact that what? The Vlad was Mamzer, Reb Meir. But the notion that it's extrinsic and not intrinsic, that didn't hold any water from the Gemara. The Gemara didn't care about that. The Gemara was willing to include it if it would have been Vlad Kusher. You understand what I'm saying? You see from the Gemara that chiluk between intrinsic and intrinsic didn't hold any water to Gemara. Gemara didn't think it was a chiluk. Because Gemara was willing to put it in the list if it would have been what the Chachamim and not Reb Meir. But the notion that it was extrinsic didn't bother me, you see from the Gemara. It's a very sharp chiluk of Tisus. Okay? So he says, don't give me that answer. That's how he rejects that answer. So we're back to the drawing board. We're back to the Kasha. The fear of Yochanan, why was this Brisa not included in the Mishnah? That means it's a Vlad Kasha. Everyone got that, Jonathan? Clear? You got that? You got to get that in the Kaluda. In other words, you see from the Gemara, what's Tosha's proposed answer? What's Tosha's proposed answer? That maybe the Funny Nefer qualitatively, conceptually, is different than the other three Psula. Because it's extrinsic to the get, the notion of Funny Nefer. It's verbal, right? Whereas the other three are intrinsic to the get. Maybe that's why it wasn't included. How does Tosha reject that answer? Because Gemara says the reason why it says Minyan and Deseifa, why does it say the number again? To exclude the remainder Shita that says Vlad Mamzer, or you don't say B'Funai Nechtav. Because the Mishnah there says Vlad Kasher. So it can't be included. But that's the reason why it's not included. The Gemara did not say it's not included because it's extrinsic. You see from the Gemara didn't think that was a Chiluk. The Gemara didn't buy that Chiluk. The Gemara only said the reason why it can't be part of it because Vlad is Mamzer. You understand? You got it now. Write it down so you don't forget. So we're back to the drawing board. Why the free of Yechanan was it not included? That's how you learn the Tysus guy. You know, skim it, Lamas. Okay? Go ahead now, Pike. Go ahead, Eliezer. So what's the terrace now? We have a kasha. It's a strong kasha. Go ahead. So now, which sheet is referring to? I don't know why he just didn't say listen to Shani and Yud Zion, you know, the old scheme. He says, go back to the, what did I write on the board? What's the first lashon on Tet Zion and Beis? What does it say? Kiyum? Yeah. Yes, that's the sheet. I don't know why he just didn't say, you know, the second lashon Yud Zion. Okay, but whatever it is, it's the same meaning. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds what? Rabbi Yochanan holds Lotetz is holding what? Kiyum. Ukamaskona, go ahead. Nishmaitzim. What do you mean Kasmana Deshmaitzen? What's the word? What's Asmana Deshmaitzen? Please get it down. What's Asmana Deshmaitzen? Arya, the inclusion of which Gemara? The conclusion of which Gemara? On Yud Zayin Amav, it says Yosef Shol Timot, the peg that shouldn't move. If you look on Yud Zayin Amav, the Gemara has a phrase, Yosef Shol Timot, the peg that doesn't move. Meaning the Gemara says, we like which Lashon? Which lashon do we like? Yasech lo timot. We like the feet. We hold that what? You don't have to say. Kiyum. That's the what? That's the sheet that we hold. Okay? We hold that lashon of Yasech lo timot is going on the what? Kiyum. That's the ikar sheet that we hold like. That you don't have to what? That's a peg that shouldn't be moved, Lamaisa. That's the peg that shouldn't be moved. And therefore, if there's a peg that shouldn't be moved, the din is the what? What is the din? The din is Rabbi Yochanan would say the reason why it's not in the Shloshim Kiddushim is because why? You tell me. This is a sharp. You got to get this down. It's kosher even if she didn't get remarried. What did our Gemara say? Asher. What did our Gemara say? How come I askin in Kishwad? Kishanises. That's according to Rabbah. How come I askin in Kishanises? That's Rabbah. So you have to say she got remarried and we're not going to make her get divorced. According to Rabbah, you don't need to say that. According to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, you could say straight up, Niskayim Chosom of Kosher, even before she got remarried. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Niskayim Chosom of, you're done. Everything's fine. Everything's kosher. Even if she didn't remarry yet. Straight up. Rabbi Yochanan says straight up, absolutely. Rabbi Yochanan says straight up, Lamaisa. This is the pshat Lamaisa that comes out. Comes out very beautifully. Comes out that what? That he holds that the Brisa you can interpret like this, and this is the Terence. Since two guys brought the get, you don't have to sit for it now, you hold the old skew, and the reason why it's not in the fitting the bill of Shlosh Kidim Sulim is because it's not possible. It's not possible at all. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? It's not possible at all. That's the din. It's considered to be kosher. Even the chachila. I don't know, what do you think he means when he says kasmana d'shmaitzim? I think the Yisra Bracha is wrong here. I think the Bure HaTaisis is right. I think he means Yudzayin Amad Aleph, that the peg that doesn't move. That's what I think he means. The Yisra Bracha here writes, he's a big gadol, the Yisra Bracha. He lives in Mount Kisco. Chassidish, forgot which Chassidim lived there in Mount Kisco. He's a big gadol. But Lamaisa, he says kasmana d'shmaitzim, he means Amad Beis. What do you mean Amad Beis? Doesn't say Amad Beis, it's a chachila. That's not correct. It means Yudzayin Amad Aleph. You call him on the phone, tell him he's incorrect. He's a gadol, but everyone knows it's perfect. And he says, kasmana d'shmaitzim, he means Yudzayin Amad Aleph. Why don't you guys, Binyamin, he wants you to call him this afternoon. Rav Shlomo Blum, the great Gaon Lamaisa, who lives in Mount Kisco. I forgot the Hasidim that lived there.
Kesha,
the Kasha Rav. Yeah. The Kasha Rav. It's a great Gaon, but it's not correct. It means the Shmaitze, it means the Sugyo and the Sek, the Shmaitze and our Sugyo. I think so. Because it's proving that we hold Kiyum. Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that this is more correct, that it's referring to what the Lishna over there, that's the peg that doesn't move. We hold Kiyum. Kasmana d'shmaitze. Because you just got through saying, look at the second parak. So I think that's what he means. Okay? Not Amud Beis. All right, whatever.
Yeah, but that, when he says Lishna Kamad from Parak Beis, he's referring to it as Amud Beis.
Yeah, I know. That's why Kamad Shmaitzah fits better. That's also that sugya there. Not going back to our sugya.
Right.
Saying it blends in with Thaisis. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Listen, no one's perfect. Only Hashem. Okay? Well, Lamaisa, so you have to get his number, Binyamin, and the quality. I'm just kidding. Okay. Lamaisa, if you ever meet him there, you'll have to tell him that the Pshat and the Taisa Hamad Aleph, we think that Kashmona Shmaitzin means like the second parak, not like going back on the first, on Amud Beis. Okay, so we got the answer now? So why doesn't it fit the bill? Why does it not fit the bill, Eliezer? What's the answer? What's the answer? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't it fit Shlosh Kidim Sulim? What's the answer? What? Meaning that what? Say, finish up the statement, the get is kosher. It's not Shlosh Kidim Sulim. Doesn't fit the bill because it's not puzzle. Going to rub, it's good. Sky Mechosoma, it's kosher. It's not even puzzle. Even if she didn't get remarried. That was only Rabbah's answer. Is it all clear? That's the first answer. Second answer. Go ahead, Inami.
Inami. You only have to rob over Rabbah's Nagi.
Wow. Go ahead.
Inami, the name of Parashim, the
Ryokma. Wow. So what does this mean? So this is the following. I want you guys to get this. Maybe the machlokes, and this guy should remind you of something. Do you guys remember Dalal and Alf running on the Dalal and Beis? Remember the last two lines of Dalal and Alf running on the Dalal and Beis? What did Gemara try to say? That the machlokes between Rabba and Rabba was the machlokes Chachamim, and who else? Tanakama. Do you guys remember that? Molech or maybe, you guys remember? So what was the Havim in the Gemara? That the Tanakama holds what? Lishma. And therefore, Moloch or maybe would have to say, yes? Sorry, the Chachamim hold the Shema, and they hold Moloch or maybe. I said, Tanakama only says maybe, not Moloch. Why not? Because he holds what? He holds the Shema. Right? Remember that? The Gemara had a Havim, you know, like that? Remember that? Remember I said that when we learned that many months ago? And the Gemara slugged up and said, lo, Rabbah Matarz Latame, Rabbah Matarz Latame. You guys remember that? According to Rabbah, it was a machlokes whether you have a gzeira of Moloch HaTamevi, and according to Rabbah, it wasn't even a machlokes. Remember that? The Tanakama was, or the Chachamim were mazbe the Tanakama. Remember that? According to the Rabbah, the takeaway was not even a machlokes. According to Rabbah, it was a machlokes whether you make the gzeira. This Tosfos is saying in the second tirit that that's wrong. We're going back to the Havamina. That the machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Yudin and the Chachamim, yes? The machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Yudin and the Chachamim might be what? Who's Rabbi Yudah in the Chachamim? Rabbi Yudah over there on Tet Zayin and Beis, the Mishnah on Tet Vav and Aleph. The Machlis Rabbi Yudah in the Chachamim might be a Machlis Tanakam, and who else? Might be a Machlis Rabba Rabba. So just like you're saying the Machlis Rabba Rabba is a Machlis Tanoim in the Mishnah in the second parak, you can also say that maybe the Machlis Tanoim was Rabba and Rabba was the Machlis Tanakam in the Chachamim. If you're going to say that, if you're going to say Rabba and Rabba's Machlis is the Machlis Tanoim in the Mishnah in the second parak, then you could easily just as much as say the Rabba Rav is Machlokes, is also the Machlokes Tanakam Nechama. Even the Gemara rejected that, but I'm saying Tosis is suggesting now that maybe we could suggest that. You understand what I'm saying? You have to put the two together. In Dvar Yaakov says the Maharam says this. The Maharam says that if this is the Machlokes between Rabba Rav, then it's very possible to say that's the Machlokes Tanakam and the Chachamim, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, where in the second paragraph where you just read, but also maybe that's the Machlokes Tanakam and the Chachamim by us. Lefi zeh, Rabbi Yochanan will say the Braisa here is going according to which opinion? Rava, Kiyum. And therefore, if it's Kiyum, you have no Kashuv listed with the three Gittin Tzuvim. Why not? Because the Mishnah 3 Gittin Tzuvim also holds what? Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what will our Braisa be talking about? Kiyum, yes? You don't have to say it's talking about Nises. Why did our Gemara say Hachamaskin Nises? According to who? Who's it trying to say? Rabba. According to Rabba, what's the Gemara? But according to Rabba, the Braisa fits beautifully. Exactly. So if you don't say Nises, the only reason why you had this Kasha is because you said the Braisa was Nises. Because it fits the Sloshkim Tzulun, Nises Ima Vlad Kasha. If it's not a case of Nises, it doesn't fit the bill at all. Because the whole Mishnah on Pei Vav is talking about where she got remarried already. This price doesn't fit that bill at all if you don't make the Ukipta Nises. The Ukipta is only according to Rabba. According to Rabba, you can interpret the prices straight up. And Rabbi Yochanan himself personally holds what? What does he say? What does he personally hold? He holds Lishma. He holds that two people that bring it have to say, like the Tana that says Lishma.
Wasn't only one Mandama?
There was two Lishonos we wrote on the board. So Rabbi Yochanan himself, we're going like the Shita that holds. That Shita holds like the Tana holds the Lishma. So Molech Umevi, the Chum say you have to say Molech Umevi, is the Tana holds Lishma. The Tana that holds Lishma is the Tana that would require Molech Umevi. Right? No, I apologize. Would hold like the Tanakama, that only maybe would say, but Moloch does not say. Because Lishma, coming from Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say. You understand what I'm saying? So it comes out very beautifully that the Brice is very clean. And you don't need to Kimta of what? Of Nises, if you hold like Rava. That's why it doesn't fit the bill. Yes? That's why it doesn't fit the bill at all, Amaisa, because you'll just say, Rabbi Yochanan would say that it's a machlokes tanoim, like we want to say in the second paragraph. And if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan himself holds lishma, and the brisa holds what? Kiyum. And you don't have to say what mishinises. And that's why the brisa what? Doesn't even fit the bill.
The Gemara already answered that.
Tosis kasha was binyamin that a fila mahal of rabba, this brisa mishinises should fit the bill of what? So she gives to him. But if you say that brisa is according to Rav and you don't need the kimta mishinises, the whole kasha doesn't start. And not only that, Lamais, if you hold like Rabba and he holds like the other Tanoim, maybe the Vlad would be a mamzer, like Rabbi Yochanan holds himself. That's another reason why it won't fit the Shlosh of Kippim Suim. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, this is what the Issa Bracha wants to say. In other words, this I also am questioning, but you know, it's not. I don't think it's wrong. In other words, you could say according to Rabba, you don't even need the answer of Mishinises. You could say, I hold Lishma purely, and the Vlad Tak is a mamzer. Once you start saying that the Brisa of Vlad Kushan Sky Mikosama is Rabba, the Pesach would be different according to Rabba. Maybe it would be Vlad Mamzer. I can't hear you. You're right. That's not what we say. That's why I'm bothered by that. That's why I'm bothered by it. But what I'm saying is that once you say the Brisa, you pit the Brisa. And I'll tell you why you throw. Because once you pit the Brisa and say it's a Machlokes Rabba, and the Brisa is according to who? Rabba, yes? Then you don't have to give an answer, Lamaisa, of Hachamai Eskim Mishinises. What I'm bothered by is the Gemara doesn't want to box in the Brisa to be only Rav and Rabba. The Gemara wants to make the Brisa even according to Rabba. But once you say Tosis Teretz, then I'm thinking to myself, the Gemara should have just said that. Then why didn't our Gemara just say that? And say, don't bother me from the Brisa. That Brisa is going to Lefi what? That Brisa is going to Lefi Rava, not Rabba. That's why, Lamaisa, I don't necessarily agree with the Yisra Brachas Ha'arim. You follow me? It's a second Nikuda Parah. I'm not saying this one is wrong, but I'm saying I don't necessarily agree with that, because if he was right, so why didn't the Gemara give that answer? You understand what I'm saying, John? Why didn't the Gemara just say the price of Lefi who? Lefi Rava, and not like Rava. Go ahead.
Because the Gemara already tried to not make a deal between Rava and Rava when, you know, on Daf Dalet.
I understand.
So therefore, why would it, so it's not going to give another answer trying to make the deal between them. So why is it not giving Tosos' answer? Because Tosos doesn't make a deal between Rava and Rava, and the Gemara doesn't want to do that anymore. It says that we already dealt with that. So therefore, it's not going to bring it up later. So therefore,
Tosfos is chiluk. I want you to answer on Nakuda. You're right, Rav is Slater Rava. But when you say Rav is Slater Rava, that means they're both on the same page regarding what? Kiyum.
Yeah.
But there also is a din of Lishma. So that's why your comment goes up in smoke. He also requires Lishma. So Lishma should change the din there and make it puzzle. And Vlad Mamzer. That's what I'm saying, Binyamin. So if you assume like Yisra Bracha, I'm bothered by, so why didn't the Gemara give that answer itself? Why can't you ask that itself? So I will respond. Tosa will respond back to me and say, you know what? Tosa, because we want to make an effort to make the price even according to Rava. That's what Tosa would respond back. We want to make the price even according to Rava. Keep in mind, what was Tosa's kasha? Why doesn't it fit the bill on Pevav? The reason why it doesn't fit the bill on Pevav is because why? Is because why? The price is according to Rava. That's what I'm saying. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Once you say the price is according to Rava, then you don't need Yukimta. Once you make Yukimta B'shenisa, then it should fit the bill on Pevav. You're back in the kasha. So that's why I think the Yisra Bracha L'maisa is right. I think the Yisra Bracha is right in this Nakuda. But we have our kasha, so why did the Gemara say it? You understand what I'm saying? So why did the Gemara say it? That's what I'm bothered by. Why did the Gemara say that this price is Lefi Rava and don't bother me with kashas on Rava? That's why I think it's an Inami. That's why the first answer does not like the second answer. That's why he doesn't like the second answer. Because Lamaisa, he doesn't like the second answer because I think the Gemara should have said it. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara should have actually said it. Halacha Lamaisa. What'd you say?
It's too good of an answer. In fact, the Gemara doesn't do it, therefore it's not right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's his lashon? He says, Inami, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Lamaisa. I mean, you know, I don't think, I tell you why I don't think that's such a strong kasha what I'm asking, because the Gemara is just making a supposition what Rabbi Yochanan would say. The Gemara is trying to answer how would Rava solve it. So the Gemara says, Okhanan, Eskimish, and he says, Rabbi Yochanan would say, don't bother me with all that. You don't need to make any ukimtas. That price is what? That price is kiyum, and I personally hold what? Lishma. So Lamaisa, for some reason, Rava didn't want to say that. That's my ha'ar. That's our ha'ar. Why didn't Rava want to say the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan? It could be what Binyamin's saying. It doesn't really go up in smoke what you're saying. Let's bring it back. In other words, because the Gemara said Rava is later Rava, we're trying to make efforts to try to answer kashas. We're not trying to just say, oh, that's only according to Rava. So maybe that was the trend of the Gemara, and that's why the Gemara didn't say it. But keep in mind, Tosfos answers Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, because Tosfos Kasha was on Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why does it not fit the bill? Answers Rabbi Yochanan would say, that price is Kiyum, and the Gets Kosher. What about Rabba? Rabba's the one who's going to make this whole Kimta. You know what I'm saying? So that's different. So I think what the Yisra Bracha is saying is absolutely correct. Because we're just positing what Rabbi Yochanan would say, Tosfos is saying. Don't ask me why the Gemara would say it. The Gemara's not dealing with Rabbi Yochanan. We're dealing with Rabba. And Rava gave an answer, but Shanice says. And we already answered why Rava won. We already answered Lamaisa. Yeah? What was Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos answered by Rava, right? Because Rava would say those three are what? Teitzei. And this is what, Yuda? This is Lo Teitzei. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is Lo Teitzei. Back to the kasha. So you throw the whole trend of Tosfos is the rest of the Tosfos of Yochanan. So therefore, it's not a problem. What I said is not a problem. You can't ask, oh, why did the Gemara give that answer? Here we're working with Rabba, not Rabbi Yochanan. You hear what I'm saying? This is the Shtigl Torah. So it comes out good. What the Yisra Bracha said here is absolutely correct. And the Brisa will be what? If you hold Kiyum, it's straight up Kosher, not a Kipta Hesses. If you hold like Rabba, we'll argue on that. We'll say the Vav would be a Mamzer. So why did Sebe Shini say it? Because Rabba wanted to give that answer. That's how Rabba gave the answer. Why isn't that supposed to get Psu in the corner of Rabba? Why is it not in the Shlosh Gimel Tzilu Kona Rabba? What's the answer? Because the Shlosh Gimel Tzilu Mar Teitzei Kona Rabba. This is Lo Teitzei, right? What about Kona Yochanan? Why is it not in the list? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds what? Kona Yochanan, if this price holds Kim, and again, it's kosher. It's not even possible. So for sure it doesn't fit the bill. Rabbi Yochanan himself personally holds Lishma. He personally holds Lishma. So it comes out very good, guys. Excellent, Lamais.
Well, on the last point, how did that add into that whole thing? If he personally holds Lishma, then Aragon makes those point of Kim.
Because that was Tysus Kasha, Lamais, right? Tysus Kasha is why doesn't it fit the bill, right? Why doesn't it fit the bill? Right. So it doesn't fit the bill because why? This price that says Kasha is holding Kiyum. But if Yochanan personally himself, and according to one Lashon, holds the Shema.
That's separate.
What'd you say?
Yeah, it's not related to.
No, but I'm saying that Rabbi Yochanan, it's not related to, but it says that the Rabbi Yochanan will say, this is a machlokes, the Rabbi Rav is a machlokes in Tanoim. So don't be bothered by this Bryce. This Bryce will be, you know, Vlad holds Kiyum. The Mishnah holds Kiyum. What is the Mishnah of Shlosh Kiyum Sulim hold? Also holds Kiyum, right? That's why it's not in the list. Rabbi Yochanan himself might say other brises hold the Shema, and which they do. He holds the Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Shita. The Shnayim holds like the Tana holds the Shema. Okay? And if you hold like the Tana and the Tana is the Shema, the fly will in fact be a what? Be a Mamzer. Merbeir. Those Tanoim will hold the Shema, and therefore the fly will be a Mamzer. That's why you have to say that. Because you want to make it neat that it's a place in Tanoim. You want to know why it won't fit the Maisa. Okay? If it would have been Mamzer, then Lamaisa, what would have been the din? Also won't fit. I'm glad you brought that up. It doesn't fit no matter what. Follow me with this. Why doesn't it fit no matter what? Why doesn't it fit no matter what? According to Rav, it doesn't fit. Why? Because it's kosher. It's kiyum. So it's getting psulim. It's not pussel. It's kosher. According to Rav, why doesn't it fit? Because the lot will be Mamzer. What did the Mishnah say? Vlad Kusher. So I'm saying from both directions it doesn't fit. You follow what I'm saying? From both directions it doesn't fit. That's why Tysus tries to brings it out completely. It's needed. He's trying to say from both perspectives it doesn't fit in the second thirds. Korn Rabbit doesn't fit because it gets Kusher. Korn Rabbit doesn't fit because the Vlad should be a Mamzer. That's from Yochanan's perspective. Rabba stood on his head and said, Acham Askin Kishanisis. The Gemara tried to solve it for Rabba. That was Rabba. Why wasn't it fit in the Shlosh Kiyum Tzilu Kona Rabba? Because Rabba says Teitzei. We don't know that, but that was such a supposition. We didn't find Rabba there. Remember that? That's why it doesn't fit the bill. So each one's going to try to masber why it doesn't fit the bill. Rabba's approach or Yochanan's approach? Let's go over one more time. According to Rabba, why doesn't it fit the bill? According to Rabba, why doesn't it fit the bill? Rabba. Why would the Vlad be what did Rabba say? Teitzei. No, Rav himself. Why is the Mishnah? Why is this price not included in the Mishnah? Because it's what Teitzei Tulsa says. The three cases are Teitzei. In this case, is what Lo Teitzei. It's kosher. Yes. According to Yochanan, why doesn't it fit the bill? Why is it not included there? Because if you hold Kiyum, let's go. According to Yochanan, if you hold Kiyum, it's about list of nine, then it should be kosher. Doesn't fit the bill. And if you hold what Lishma, it's Mamzer. So it doesn't fit. So it works out very well. I, Agamor, did say Rab with the rice. Okay, it said Achmes Kinim Shanisis. That's an Akimta. You don't have to come on and say Akimta. You don't have to come on. That's, you know, why do you think Tysus gave two Terutsim here? What was the first Terutz of Tysus? What was the first Terutz of Tysus? That what? What was the first Terutz of Tysus? No, this Tysus. Omer Reed, the end of the Tyson. What was the first Terence? That Rav holds what? Rav holds Kiyum. The Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, holds Kiyum. So if he holds Kiyum, that's why they get kosher. Doesn't fit it at all, right? So that answer is not saying that it's a Machlokes Tanoim. He's just saying that what? Rabbi Yochanan would say, the reason why it wasn't quoted, because he personally holds what? He holds Kiyum. The second answer to Tyson is that Rabbi Yochanan personally holds Lishma, but it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Rav is a Machlokes Tanoim. First Terence is not pitched, is not saying the Machlokes Tanoim is Rabba Rava. He's trying to fit in the Brisa according to his The 2 days in Taisus are working with, does Rabbi Yochanan hold Kiyum or hold Lishma? First day in Taisus, he holds Kiyum. That's the lesson that we're working with. Yes? The one who says Lo Teitze is going like the Ma'an Amar holds Kiyum. If it's Kiyum, then it's what? Then it's Kasher, as if it's the bill. Second day is saying, no, it's the Machleis Rabba Rabba, it's the Machleis in Tanoyim. So, the first answer doesn't like the second answer because it's hard to say that. If the Machleis Amar is Palestine, why did the Gemara ever attach the two? The Gemara rejected that. You have to say, like the Maran, that the Gemara is going back to Dal Rav before the rejection. Molech Chomev, you'll be a Machleis. That's a big Chiddush. What I think is difficult with the first Teretz is that how do you make an assumption that to answer that question, we're going like Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiyum. You want to be able to, you don't want to pigeon yourself in. But those are the two Teretz that you have in the Taisus. Okay. Fine. All right. This leads us to the following now. We have 10 minutes left. No Dav Mincha. You know, instead of going on to the next Taisum in Beis, let's do that tomorrow. We'll go to the next Taisum in the Gemara. I want to finish off with the Rashba that I brought into Shir for, so I want you to get it. I don't think I elucidated this, but Lamaisa, what do we say in Amud Aleph if two people deliver a get? Let's get it down, Eliezer. If two people deliver a get, do they have to say the Tfanin Echlev, yes or no? What did it say in Amud Aleph? What?
No.
Why not? Because they have a what? Amigu or what? Adis of the Fanenu Megirsha. But we didn't stress, and I want you to get this down. Jonathan, get this down. We didn't stress, are they saying anything? Do they say anything? I did not elucidate that, and I should have. What is the din when two people deliver the get from Medina Siam? Do they have to say anything? Yes. We learn on Taisa many, if you remember on Bezim and Bez, they must say the Baal sent us. They have to say that. Taisa said on Bezim and Bez, they have to say that the Baal sent us. Please get that down.
We discussed that
I mentioned it briefly, but I didn't stress it. I did not stress it. Tos Dimas Kosim Beitrei says, the Rivam says, they have to say the Baal sent us. Okay? They have to say the Baal sent us. Okay? They don't have to say before they have to. The Sumo Mehem and Loma. He's not believed to say he didn't send them. The two guys win. You got that? So this leads us to the Rashba, where the Rashba says as follows. I want you to get this. He claims, what happens if the two Adim are, the two Shluchim are, yeah, are Krovim Zelazem? Let's say they're related to one another, related to the man or the woman. What's the din? Aryeh. They're apostolatus, and they would not be believed to say b'fanenu migirsha. Therefore, they don't have what? They don't have that migu to fall back on. So therefore, what would be the din? They would have to say b'fanenu nechtam, b'fanenu nechtam. Please get that down. They would have to say b'fanenu nechtam, b'fanenu nechtam. The Rashba writes. Because they don't have the ability to say what? B'fanenu migirsha. They're relatives. They're relatives of the man and the woman. So says the Rashba, they would have no ability to say b'fanenu migirsha. If they don't have that migu, therefore they would have to say b'fanenu nechtam.
Was that one of them was a woman also?
Yeah, same thing. Correct. So Reb Shmuel says, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, it's mashu in the Rashba that they're believed with a migu. Seems like he's working with a migu, yes? So you get the impression the way the Rashba frames it is that, oh, they don't have the migu. Because if they would say that, they were Krovim, yes? So if they don't have the Migu, they would have to say B'fanenu Nechtam. Frechner Shmuel Rozovsky, a very sharp kasha. Even if you say, what's the other approach we said to B'fanenu Migirsha? That it's not a Migu, but what is it? Why are they believed? What was the other approach? Come on, guys. What was the other approach? Not Migu, but what? Aided. Aidus. That we say that the fact that they say they were sent by the husband, that's Aidus. Yes? He says, even if it was Aedis, they're not related. People that are Krovim also are apostle Aedis. The Rashba frames it as, this only works if you work Mitam Migu. If it's Mitam Aedis, it's going to be okay. Why is it okay? So he says the following, I want you to get this. This is an amazing pshat. He says, the Rashba is Lushitasa, says Shmuel Rozovsky. Shmuel Rozovsky writes, on Hamid Beis, Rashba writes, for Aedis of Kiyum Shtaros, we allow Krovim. We're Mekel by Krovim, because only the Rabbanon. And therefore, they have to say, Anu Shneinu Shluchim, that's not Kiyum on what? We require them to say, we both are Shluchim. That's not Aedis on Kiyum that we would allow by Krovim. The only way you're believed with saying that we are both Shluchim is if you had a what? If you have a migu, if you have a migu, and krogum will not work because there's no migu, because they can't say b'fanenu girsha, because you need edus chayra. But lemaisa out edus itself in a fanami, edus itself we're makshir edus krogum. But this is not kiyum shtaris. When you say that we were sent to shluchim, that's not kiyum shtaris. So that's what the Rashba meant. The only problem is that the Rashba said earlier that you need agada b'fnei beis din. If you need agada b'fnei beis din, if it's b'din migu, why need agada b'fnei beis din? So Reb Shmuel Zokter, Reb Shmuel Lozovsky says, even though there's no migu, maybe there's no migu chutz to beis din. If you testify b'fnei negirsha, you believe b'toras eidus un b'beis din. Who did nami? You only believe to say shlucha beis din, where shlucha ba in beis din. Meaning the power of migu only works in a beis din. The koyach of migu only works in beis din. It's like there's no migu, it's chutz l'beis din. So since if they would testify the penei gersha, they believe the Torah's edus rak beis din. There's no migu chutz. You can't make a migu chutz l'beis din. You know the migu. Who did not believe to say the shlucha el beis din? So that's what you have to say. The pshat is l'maisa. You need agada b'beis din in order to have the what? In order to have the migu l'maisa. Here there's no migu chutz l'beis din. Okay, there's no migu chutz l'beis din. You need agada b'toch beis din. Remember we said that was an afkamina? If you hold it three times migu, maybe you don't need what? Maybe you don't need beis din. They could just say we're shluchim. But if you hold it within edus, maybe you need it l'maisa. Maybe you need it. Because the Nish says l'maisa, you need it in front of beis din. Makim is saying the Rosh Bar said you need it to talk based. I Tarskin says we don't find it anywhere. In the middle home is not that way. That's a special kula that they can say we're shlukim we don't need it to be based. But according to Shtikal Torah, the Rosh Bar would need it in based, even though it's a migu. We're saying it's working mitam migu, and if it's working mitam migu, the reason why you need based is because maybe chutz lo based, you don't have a migu. They testify for Fenenu Girsha, they believe it Torah said him rock be based. Who would deny not believe the Shish Lucha Bed? El be Bezdin. Because you won't have the Migu Lomais. The Migu is Vanena Girsha. But if you're Krogan, you're not believed. So that's the Chiddush you want to say Pshat and Rajbo. What'd you say?
This Migu has to be in Bishma or Migu?
No, in other words, you read the Gemara. Let's go over to them and then we'll close here with that Minzit. The Gemara never says black on white when two guys deliver a get, do they have to say the Fanenet? Just says they don't have to say. Well, do they have to say anything? So I didn't emphasize, and sure enough, when we did it, that Tosha said amazing amazing. They must say, yes, we were sent by the Baal. The Rivas says that. They have to say something. They have to say we were sent by the Baal. The Baal contends that and protests that. He would not be believed. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore what comes out is that why are they believed to say that? Because they have an option to say B'fanenu Girsha. Is that called the Migu or is that called Aedis? That notion of saying that we are what? Is that believe mitam edus? Lomaisa, is that because it's mitam edus? Or is that considered mitam amigu that they're believed to say we're shluchim? Why is that they're believed? So, those are two different options. So the Rashba says, they're believed mitam migu, and that's why you need edim ksheirim. If they're related to one another, forget about it. If they're related to one another or the woman, it's not going to be good. The psul and edus are not going to believe the say b'fanenu girsha. Okay? They're not going to believe the say b'fanenu girsha. So Shmuel Rozovsky says, even if it was edus l'maisa, they would be apostle krovim or apostle edus. So he says the Rosh was l'shitoso. Edus and kiyum shtaris is what? They were maksha. Edus psul. But when you say we're shlukim, that's not edus and kiyum shtaris. And therefore you have to be believed out smigu. And if they're krovim l'maisa, you don't have that option because you need edus shayru. But why didn't I go to the basin? It's mitam what? Mitam migu. Because maybe you won't have the migu unless you are in basin. Then you have that option to say. And when you're in basin, if you that migu, has to be Aedis. Question is, why they're believed to say we are shluchim? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. And the truth is, to finish it off, once you get this down, to finish it off, please get it. To finish it off, it comes out tremendous, Lamaisa. Please get it. What about Iror? What about Iror Lamaisa? Okay? Let's get this. What do I mean, what about Iror? Comes out Lamaisa. Comes out of the Taisus Da'asiyah Bei Trey. We had a whole stick of Lamaisa on this. And please get it. What happens if the husband says, that they're not my shluchim. Yes? Can he be ma'arer? Yes or no? No. Toys says the husband's not believed. From Rashi, it's mashma. Get it down. Rashi's mashma, the Baal can be ma'arer and require a kinyan. Rava, Rashi's mashma, that he could say, you are what? The Baal can be ma'arer and require a kinyan. And if there are two, you could save it. So in the Kaima. The Rosh asks on Rashi from our Gemara and Hamad Al, it's mashma, you're not believed at all. Look at Shulchan Aruch. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kufmen Bey, Sifin Chesel is getting. Quotes of Machloikis, if two guys deliver a get, can the husband be ma'arer? Bey Shmuel says, yes, like Rashi, give me ma'arer. Bey Shmuel says, against the Gemara. So the Bey Shmuel and the Bach say, the Baal's not believed to say they're not my shluchim. Against the Edom. And that's what the Torah and Shulchan Aruch say, that they're believed to say, but what is he believed to say though? They're not believed to say you're not my shluchim, but what are they believed to say? That he gave a get mezuyah. That he's believed to say. So the Torah Skin says, the Baal's not accustomed to makalkalher, like Tyson and Rush say. So Imkain, he shouldn't be able to claim that he's makalkalher. So the Torah Skin says like this, Asuya Beitre means the woman claims that these are the two guys who brought the get. And the husband's ma'arer, no, that he didn't send her the get, Linian said that the woman has to what? Testify that they're shluchim, that these are the two guys. Come and patch him in front of net, Asu Beitre, the stomach of the Baal will be martyr. But the woman is, when we say Asu Beitre, the Terskin says, the woman's claiming, Lamaisa, the woman's claiming that what? These two guys gave me the get. So the error works to say no. The woman has to make that claim. The error works that the woman has to make that claim that what? These are the two guys. He forces her to get up and say that. That's what it means. He forces her to get up and say that. So the chazan is over. Machlekes Lamaisa, Rashi, Tosa says he's not believed. Rashi says he is believed to say, to be Aaron. Says in Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa that the era of Baal. So Machlekes 2 days whether it's good or not. The Shmuel says it works like Rashi. Basically, it's against the Gemara. Basically, it's not against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara to say that what he didn't send them. That you can't believe, but you're believed to say he gave her a get mezuyah. And Tereskin says the error is just to force the woman to say that these are the two guys that were sent. Okay, let's stop here with that mincha. Everyone, a wonderful day. Tomorrow we go weiter, guys. Let's go. We got a lot to do.